From the shores of El Pacifico, Phil Hendry.
And it's the world-famous Phil Hendry Show every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news, talk, and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. If you're watching us on Phil TV in HD, you can see we just popped it up on the screen there. It's actually off of our website. The Cowboys winners tonight over the Washington Redskins. And I guess Tony Romo had to, Robert?
You had to take a couple of shots. You had to take... Pain medicine.
Yeah, get an injection.
Well, that's what they'll do. They give them injections. So he took two pain-killing injections, and they're winners, the Dallas Cowboys tonight over the Washington Redskins. That's a hell of a rivalry, so I don't want to impart any bad news for anybody, but, you know, I got to,
You got to call it as you see it.
Exactly, just like Howard the great Cosell said. All right, 877-876-PHIL, and with us from Seattle, Washington tonight is Don Mixa, as we are going to talk about Solyndra. And Don, you're a Obama supporter. You're a Democrat.
Hold on, Phil. This has got nothing to do with President Obama, you know.
Well, let me just introduce you, and we can talk about it.
All right.
You are an Obama supporter. You are a Democrat, and you also own some stock, or did you owned a piece of some kind of a share or some kind of a holding in this Solyndra company? Now we find out, of course, that the company has not only basically gone belly up, but they've got members of their executive board or their executive council going before Congress, taking the Fifth Amendment, and so forth. This is a very, very disturbing story. And I said to some friends of mine, I probably said it on the air, this is more than anything else, this is going to bring down the presidency of Barack Obama. And I don't see him I see bad decisions, and that's exactly what being a president is about, making bad decisions, you know. Well, okay, but you know, everything is relative in this world, and if you say, I am the man to take over and to correct and right the wrongs that were committed by this previous president, and here I am, here's my program, here's my plan, and boom, one of the things that you put into place is this ownership money, this loan of $500 million to this company. It's not showing decision making that's much better than your predecessor.
Phil, if we can get the emotion out of this and just talk straight, you know.
I don't think I'm being emotional, but I'm being emphatic.
All right, well, let's get the emotion out of this for a minute and talk straight.
I said I'm not being emotional. I'm talking. I'm being emphatic.
Still, I'd like you to stop. Well, I have to say it. I'd like you to stop being emotional.
And I'm not. I'm telling you, I'm not emotional. Take me at my word. How about that?
All right. Okay. Let's just talk straight about this. It's going to be difficult for me to move forward if I don't have freedom of speech, which is something the Constitution guarantees us.
You have freedom of speech.
No, I don't. Not if you are telling me that you're not emotional when I know for a fact that you are.
And how do you know this for a fact?
Because of the way that you said that. You said that. You sounded emotional to me.
I'm telling you that I wasn't emotional. If I were emotional, I would feel emotional. I'm being emphatic. I'm opening up the hour. I'm talking to my audience. I'm talking to you. I'm trying to keep my thoughts organized. I'm trying to get to the point because I want to hold the interest of my audience. And so the emphasis is what I was concentrating on, not emotion.
I don't think we can. If we're not honest with each other.
Boy, I tell you. All right, okay, I'll stop being emotional. You happy?
All right, I am happy. I'm glad that you admitted to that.
Yeah, sure, I'm emotional.
Well, you know, Mr. Henry, if we're going to be grown-ups, don't say, yeah, sure. You're emotional.
Okay, I'm emotional. Let's move forward.
It's not about you saying...
Can we move forward? What do you need for me to say?
I don't need for you to say anything but the truth.
I'm very emotional. I'm sorry that I'm emotional. I'm going to stop being emotional.
Did you hear that? Let me just check with my girlfriend who lives with me. Did you hear that? That's good. She's good with that. All right. I was talking to Amanda. She's my girlfriend, and she's one of my students, and I trust her implicitly, and I asked her if she was listening, and she was. And she said that she does believe that you were sincerely sorry for being emotional, so we can move forward. And, I'm sorry to have to make an issue out of that, but, you know, my life has been spent, Phil, trying to promote the progressive agenda and the progressive ideas of having her healthy for this country, and I can't, when you lie, as you just did, you know.
No, I understand, Don, but I get it.
Well, see, now you're fighting me again.
You know what? I'm not fighting you. I get it. I understand, but we need to...
You want to get to the point of what we're saying.
Yeah, exactly. We're talking about here the Solyndra deal.
Yes. Here's what I'm saying. The government, and I work at a college, I work at a university, and I'm just going to press forward. I've got a lot of discomfort over what you've just said to me.
And you got to move on, man. You really got to move on because we've got other fish to fry, as the saying goes. I don't care who she is or who you're talking to. We got to move on.
All right. My point is this. Okay, let me just shake off all the my disappointment. My point is this, Phil. I'm a professor at a university level. I know the tuitions that these kids pay. I see what we give these kids in connection with the tuition that they pay. It is my feeling that the government can recover the monies that it unwisely, and I say unwisely, and I qualify that because I don't think there was really anything unwise about investing in solar energy, and I think we need to give the president and the vice president credit for that. It is a very wise thing to invest in solar energy. It's a very wise thing to give tax breaks and to give money to solar energy companies because this is the new green future. You're not going to be able to stop the green future. It's always going to – the future is there, and I think there's a lot of people who want to try to stop it, and that's not going to happen. So I think we need to give the president credit for this idea, and I think we need to give the company credit for trying the best way they could. I don't know what happened, but here's what I'm saying is $500 million, we can recover that by raising in-state tuitions, putting a federal, if you will, a federal tax on in-state tuitions. And so what we do is we use this experience, that is the experience of dealing with a company like the Solyndra, which turned out to be a bad investment, but we learn it, we use it as a learning experience. And as a learning experience, we can then justify, I think, and very well, raising tuition rates, because people will ask you, what are you using that tax money? If you're raising the tuition rates, you're using a federal money. What are you using for? So that we can pay back the government loan to Solyndra, and we've learned a lesson. Now, I think that this is a wise...
I got to interrupt you. How much of this is driven by the fact that you have some kind of a financial position with the company?
There's no self-interest here, Phil. I understand, and I certainly understand you asking that question.
Because everybody would ask that question.
No, I understand that. There is no self-interest here. I am not interested at all in Don Mix making his money back on anything. That's not what this is about. This is about simply getting the money back to the government. The Solyndra deal was a good idea. The timing was bad. And we can get this money back by way of tuition hikes or taxing the universities at the federal level because it is a learning experience, because it is part of the educational experience. And
you know, because, Don, again, you made an issue at the beginning of this show about whether or not I was being honest when something about emotion...
Well, no, it wasn't something about emotion. I said you're being emotional. You said no, you weren't.
That's it. You're right. And
but then you admitted that you were emotional.
Yes, I did. And so this is an issue of honesty, right?
What is?
But the fact that I was honest with you, first dishonest, then honest.
That is correct, yeah.
Okay. Then I would like you to be honest with me.
You're going to ask me, am I really being honest when I...
Well, hold on. Let me just ask the question.
All right.
Are you really motivated by things other than self-interest, even though you have, you know...
I knew you were going to ask that question.
All right, well, that even though you have a position, a financial position.
I knew you were going to ask that question. I knew that you were going to ask that question, so there was no need for you to cut me off. I was about to address it.
Well, I'm going to, you know what? I'm going to be allowed to ask my question, even if you can anticipate it.
All right, fair enough.
So, are you being honest?
Yes.
You're telling me that you have no personal interest in the Solyndra financial workings, because even though you have a financial position, you hold shares, you're interested in the greater good of the American taxpayer.
That is absolutely correct, yes, sir.
You're not, I'm not calling you a liar now. I'm saying, are you being a little disingenuous because you want to protect your own, image?
No, I'm not being disingenuous because I'm protecting my image. I'm being honest, and that is my image. My image is honest. If you talk to the students here, I live with one of my students. I live with a female who is a student of mine. Now, that's usually something people frown on, but here at the university, people know when they see me, and they know that I'm living with a 19-year-old woman. They know that it is probably a good thing because of my honesty and because I project this confidence, and people feel safe with me.
All right. Well,
I get the pause. You paused. You didn't answer because you think I'll say it. You think I'm a freak.
No, I don't think you're a freak. I've got a problem, though, with you bringing into this discussion the fact that you live with a 19-year-old female student, and people usually don't trust that sort of thing, but because they know it's you, they feel very confident. That's what I've got the problem with, because really, we're discussing here, folks, the $500 million loan given by the federal government to this Solyndra company that went belly up, that has people talking to the federals, taking the Fifth Amendment. The company is just for crap, man. And it was a solar power company that had a technology that at first glance looked like it might be something.
What was it?
Well, as best as I can tell, it was simply a technology as to how the air currents passed over these rods or these filters that create, not air, excuse me, sunlight, passed over these rods of these filters that would then collect and store the sunlight. And it was determined that these cylindrical rods, as opposed to some sort of a flat screen, which is what we're used to seeing with solar power, was a much more efficient way of doing things. Then we found out that the production cost on the other dropped, and nobody was interested in the cylinders. And when I say we, the American people. Don Mix is on a show here saying the way to get our money back from this faulty investment is to begin to tax universities, because it is a lesson learned, and it would be an appropriate tax. Do you feel that that's the right way to go? Or do you think that we ought to just suck it up and not tax anybody? 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445. This is the world-famous Phil Henry Show with Don Mix from the University of Washington, and your phone calls coming up in just a moment.
Radio for patriots, by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show, talking with Don Mixa from the University of Washington now about this this Solyndra problem, the money that is needed to repay the federal government, the bad investment, the this, the that. And Don, you know, you'll forgive me, but I have to point this out. As a liberal, progressive, as a Democrat, whatever, you know, people are going to say, well, here he comes again, man. You know, it's a tax.
Well, I don't, when you say people are going to say, here he comes again, I don't know how many people are familiar with me. And
but if they hear the word liberal or progressive.
Well, I mean, they're going to say what they're going to say. I'm not, interested in, especially when we talk about the talk radio world. I mean, there's no, I've been on, Phil, let me tell you this, I've been on I don't know how many talk shows, probably in the excess of 20 over the last 10 years, you know, talking about different issues. I've never, ever, ever once been beaten in a debate with anybody.
Well, what do you mean by that? I'm beaten in, have you been on as a guest with another guest?
Yeah, well, I've been on with the host, and I've had the host take me to task about things, and I've always come out on top, and I've had callers, you know, try to tell me, you know, this and that, and they continually, I just, you know, as the saying goes, you know, I eat them up and I spit them out, you know. So I know what I'm doing, and
well, all right, I mean, it says who, you know.
What do you mean, says who?
Who says that you've won all these debates?
I think the perception is clear that when someone says something stupid, and you, I can't bring up examples because there have been so many of them. When someone's continually, you know, putting people on the radio that sound like idiots, and I'm constantly destroying them, I think that, you know, it's a pretty fair bet that I am, you know, doing good, you know, or doing good, you know, as good as anybody else. So,
all right, our number 877-876 Phil. We're talking here with Don Mixa, and Mr. Mixa is the University of Washington in Seattle, and we're discussing with him this Solyndra loan, this $500 million Solyndra loan that you feel, Don, should be repaid by way of taxing university students. Let's go to a student, RC, in Altadena, California. Go ahead, RC, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yeah, Mr. Hendry, I'm really enjoying your program and everything. And I'm a cadet at the Bradley Military Academy, like I said to the man.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. I want to talk to this guy who's on from Washington. Is that what it is?
Yeah, my name's Don Mix. I'm a professor.
He's a professor at the University of Washington.
Yeah. You know, Mr. Mixa, I'm a cadet at Bradley Military Academy in Alvin, California, okay? And when I graduate, I'm going to go on to West Point, and then, God willing, I'm going to graduate it from West Point, and I'm going to go to, okay, three guesses, and the first two don't count.
You're going to go to where? I don't know. Where are you going to go?
I'm going to go to Iraq or Afghanistan. And I'm going to go over there for one reason, to defend my country. And that's what I'm going to my school for, and to raise my tuition so that Obama can pay back some bad loan that he made to a company that is a bunch of peacenicks and green nicks, you know?
You know, I resent being called a green nick. I'm not sure I know what that is.
A green nick? A green nick is somebody who's just out all, yeah, green, green, green. Yeah, green. I got some of the guys from my class are here, and Mr. Henry, we listen to your show.
Okay, that's fine. So essentially, what is your point?
Yeah, I was going to ask the same thing. What is your point?
Oh, well, here's my point. If you want to know what my point is, here's my point, okay?
Yeah.
My point is that I'm going to school right now, and I'm taking classes, and I'm taking, you know, a lot of different classes in order for me to be a better soldier. And when I go to Afghanistan and Iraq to defend your right, okay, to be green or whatever you want to call it, I'd really appreciate it if you're not taking your money from me so you can pay back some green nick who, you know.
You know what? I really resent that term, green nick, because now I know what he's talking about. And I, for a minute there, I was vaguely aware of what it meant. Now I know what it means, a green nick. I'm going to tell you something, son. That has nothing to do with what we're talking about, okay?
And well, you know what? I don't like being called son by you, sir. I mean, if you wouldn't mind calling me cadet, because you're not my father.
All right, cadet. You know, you called me a green nick. Now, that has nothing whatsoever to do with what you and I are discussing. You're using a piece of code that is used by conservatives and by, you know, a lot of you young people who like to troll these internet sites and call these talk shows. What I said was...
What, I'm confused.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Don't even go there. He called me a green nick, Mr. Hendry, which is a term that they use on the internet for somebody that is engaged in a kind of sex act.
Yeah. see, you can't even describe it because there's no way you can.
No, you're absolutely right. There is no way I can.
Well, is it a... what are we talking... So, in other words, it's a very base insult.
It is a very base insult. Basically, he's saying that I got my face buried in...
You can't even say it. That's what cracks me up.
No, I can say it, but I'm not going to say it because the hatred that I have for you right now is so much that I'm not going to say it.
Why? What? How's that going to hurt me?
What?
How's that going to hurt me if you don't say what a green Nick is?
You know, can I talk to the host of the show off the air?
Yeah, Phil. All right, we'll be right back.
I'd like to speak to you off the air, please.
Patriot Hotline, dial 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show as we continue our conversation with Don Mixer, Professor of Engineering at the University of Washington. And we're discussing with him a couple of things relative to the Cylindar. I got to call it a scandal. I can't think of any other thing. I mean, it's a scandalous situation that the United States government, in the person, not just of our tax dollars, but the president and the vice president, and you guys know, if you've listened to this show for any great length of time, I'm fair. I'm probably more fair with Obama than anybody you've ever heard, you know, and I voted for him. But I also, you know, I bring up when this guy is, when he has really, you know, wrecked some things. I mean, we've pointed it out. With me here is Don Mixa from the University of Washington. Don, you had that young man on the line, and he was talking about something. He's no longer on the line. Did you want to address that?
Well, yeah, I wanted to address him calling me a green Nick.
I thought that a green Nick is somebody who is just into...
No.
Is not into the green...
No, that a green Nick is... So, yes, that's part of it. A green Nick is a very specific thing, and I knew exactly what he was talking about, and it was... And I'm very, very shocked, by the way, Phil, very shocked, that a young man who is going to a military academy, although I guess I shouldn't be shocked given the pursuit that he's chosen for himself, that a young man going to a military academy would come on the air here and call me that. Now, a green Nick is someone who is into environmental issues and green technology, and they also engage in a sex act which is scatological. That's what a green Nick is.
And I've never heard that before. Where does that come from?
I don't know. But it's someone who is, on the one hand, somebody to be admired because they tirelessly work for green issues. But on the other hand, and I guess this is what we're supposed to believe, somehow late at night or what have you, they're engaged in some aberrant sex act with their mouth full of...
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
All right.
You just want to clarify.
Clarify? What's the clarify, bud? You know?
No, I'll clarify. It's a part of a person's body.
Oh, I thought you were talking about excrement.
Well, partially, yeah. I mean, if you... again, I don't want to be specific.
No, I don't want you to be specific either. This has really got nothing to do with what we're talking about.
I'll just tell you that if your face is where it would have to be to get some of that in your teeth or...
Oh, come on, will you please?
Bill, I was not the one that brought this up on your show, okay?
All right, but I mean, this description is revolting.
Dev, that's called a what?
That's a green Nick.
I've never heard that before in my life.
Well, I mean, do you travel in those circles? You know?
Well, do you?
Well, I don't know what that's supposed to mean, Mr. Henry. I came on your pro. You know, I'm not here to be attacked, all right?
No, I know you're not here to be attacked, but I don't know. Where did you hear this term?
I am a college professor, okay? And I'm very heavily involved in the green movement, the peace movement, the environmental movement, the new age movement.
Bowel movement.
That's very funny. You know, do you want me to hang up now?
Bud, why don't you shut up, okay?
Who is that, please?
Never mind.
No, I'd like the name, please.
Don't tell him my name.
I'm not... His name is Bud, okay?
Is there a last name, please?
No, you know, Don, we're going to move on. And, Bud, you say one more word, and I will, on the air, I'll bust your jaw. Okay? Fair enough?
Yes, sir.
I've told you a million times.
Well, that is a violent threat, Mr. Henry.
That's fine, and you can report me to the police if you'd like, once I go through on it, and I will. I will deliver on that promise, Bud. One more word out of you, I'll break your jaw. Now, that's from me to you.
I understand.
You better shut up.
Yes, good advice.
Well, I got to tell you, I'm totally shocked.
Okay, hold on. Let's just get back to the discussion here. Now, all right, so a green, Nick. I apologize that kind of language was used. I never heard that before. I want to get to some phone calls and ask you a few questions as well. We got Don Mix on the line with us. 877-876-PHIL is the number, 877-876-7445. Let's go over to Justin in California, Los Angeles. Go ahead, Justin.
Oh, yeah, is this, your, the Phil Henry show?
Yes, sir.
Oh, Mr. Henry, I wanted to, ask, this man, the professor from the University of Washington?
Yeah, right, he's there.
Yes, sir. Is this, the professor?
Yes, sir, it is.
Sir, I'm a high school student in, Southern California, and, I was sort of, very concerned, I guess you could say, from what I heard you say, that you are living with a student?
That is correct, but I am living with a student who is of age. She's 18 years of age, and she is one of my students, and this is college. You say you're in high school?
Well, yeah, I am in high school, but it's still, I can tell you, considered to be very wrong.
Look, I don't really go with other people's morality. I go with my own morality on these things, and
well, it's not really about morality. It's about how, I gotta say, how disgusting you are, you know?
And well, is this a personal attack?
No, sir. I mean, I'm just saying.
What do you mean I'm disgusting? That's pretty funny.
Well, it is disgusting to people my age who are students. And I know she's 18, but I'm 17. I'm almost that age. And I know a lot of girls who think that sleeping with their professor who, or whatever,
you don't have professors. You have teachers at the high school level.
No, I know, but I mean, when I get into college, I've got a lot of women that I know who think that the idea of sleeping with their professor is so sickening that they don't ever want to have sex again. Do you have any comment on that?
Is this a joke, Mr. Henry?
No. I mean, he's a caller.
This is not a joke, sir. I mean, you said.
Let me comment on what you said.
You said that you're sleeping or
I never used the word sleeping.
Well, I mean, you said you were living with with one of your students.
That is correct. Yeah, let me explain it to you. You know, I still have a hard time believing this is not a joke.
Are you kidding, young man?
I'm sorry?
Are you kidding?
No, why would I be kidding? I mean, why am I joking?
All right, I mean, I'm just it's a very direct question.
Yeah, it's very direct. It's very rude. If you knew who I was.
What do you mean it's rude? I mean, you're sharing a house with some 18-year-old woman, and you're, how old are you, sir?
That's really none of your business.
See, that proves to me you're probably really old, right?
I'm 63 years old.
I mean, do you know how disgusting it is for her to have to take your 63-year-old?
Okay, hold on, dump that. Don't use that word.
I'm sorry.
Did I hear you correctly? Did I hear you say that it is disgusting for Sandy to take my 60 into her mouth? Is that what you said?
Yes, sir, I did.
Mr. Henry, how long do I have to put up with this insult to me as a man?
It's a question that he's asking. By the way, we were able to clip that out. It's a question he's asking you. Let me ask you it in a better way.
No, Mr. Henry, I'm being very direct now. This guy is sleeping with a student, and every night, in order for her to get a good grade, she's got to put in her.
Hey, you know
what? What's the language? Okay, what's the language?
You said you dumped it. You deeped it or something.
Dumped it.
Hey, you know what? You have a filthy mind. Okay.
You're the guy that was talking about being a green Nick.
I'm not a green Nick. I'm not a green Nick. And you've got a filthy mind.
Well, am I wrong? I mean, she's living with you, and every night, you force her to... probably out of a jar, and then, and smile. When,
okay, watch that, all right?
You know what, I don't have to stand, I don't have to stand for this.
You know, but you won't answer the question. You just get all upset.
I don't have to stand for you calling me out. What I do in the privacy of my own bedroom is my business. And
yeah, but you're forcing her.
No, whoa, that's the thing, the biggest thing of all, man. How is he forcing?
Well, she knows she's not going to get good grades unless she... Oh, with his inner... And she's faking it. And so,
I'm going to hang up the phone right now.
Hold on. We're going to have to take a break or something.
I have to hang up the phone. If you're telling me that... And she's waving it around the room. And I would never do that.
Well, I don't, you know...
Look, I'm going to stop this right here and right now, and I'm going to ask the question, and I want a direct answer here. Okay, Don?
Phil, you should be talking to this young man in a very direct way, not talking to me like this.
I asked the question, you wouldn't answer it.
You should be talking to him. This kid has come on your show and accused me of putting my... in her... and then laughing about it. And that is... I can tell you this. Maybe I have put my... in her... but I have not laughed about it. And
all right. You know, we're walking on the edge here of decency. I don't want to keep doing this. I'm going to say the following. I'm going to ask the following question. Is that young woman who is living with you...
This is an insult to make.
Whoa. Hold on. This is a fair question. Is that young woman living with you... under the impression, I'm not saying that you're doing it on purpose, I'm not saying that you did it at all, but do you believe she's under the impression that she needs to do these things, do this, live with you, be sexually, have sexual relations with you, etc., in order for her to have a successful time in your class?
You know, Phil, if that is true, I'm unaware of it, and I can tell you something else. I have never, ever asked any woman to, with my, if she didn't want to, okay?
Okay, so then you do admit you do it.
I do it? Oh, God.
All right, so, but you do admit that?
Of course I do. Of course I do. I'm a progressive. I'm a progressive college professor. Why wouldn't I want to, with a woman? Wouldn't you?
That's none of your business.
Well, it's none of your business either.
But you brought it up. You know, you brought it up.
I didn't bring it up. This young man brought it up.
I brought it up, sir, to tell you that there are young women my age who the very thought of with a guy your age makes them want to... They'd rather with a chimpanzee than...
All right.
You know what, I hope both of you people get cancer. I mean virulent, raging cancer that you're dead from within 3 days. Thank you very much.
Wow, man, I never had anybody say that.
That was great. I hope you both get cancer that you're dead from within days. That's Professor Don Mixer from the University of Washington. We're going to have to try to get him back on the phone because we got a whole new segment to do. Maybe we should just get that kid back on.
You try to get that kid on. What am I going to do there? I don't know his number.
Hey, kid, if you're still listening, what was his name, Justin?
Yeah.
Justin, call us back, and we'll continue the discussion. Maybe that'll get Professor Mixer to call back in. It's the world-famous Phil Henry Show, 877-876-PHIL, 877-876-7445, and we're coming, we're coming right back with a chimpanzee. We're coming right back after this.
Radio for patriots by patriots. It's the Phil Henry Show. Hotline now, 877-876-PHIL. That's 877-876-7445.
Welcome back here to the world-famous Phil Henry Show. Every night till 1 o'clock on the West Coast, 4 a.m. on the East Coast, a news talk and entertainment show that knows what it's talking about. Truth is our bitch, and we go places other talk shows wish they could, but they can't. They ain't got the talent. In any event,
That's true.
In any event, what we have on the line right now is I've got a collection here. We have this young man back, right?
Yeah.
All right, I have Justin McElroy is this young man's name. He is on line one. I've also got David Hall.
Got David Hall and Margaret Gray called in. Sheila was at the Fig and Olive tonight.
Margaret was?
Yeah.
All right, let's get Justin, are you there?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Understand something. I'm about to have my vice president of syndication. He's my partner. He's not my boss. He's my partner in syndicating my show. He has some concerns.
Well, I'm not ashamed of anything that I said because everything is of the FCC, what you told me.
You're right. We edited everything out, but he's going to want to talk to me, and he's going to want to talk to you. We also have a newspaper reporter.
I'm not as scared of anything because of everything I said is true. And my sister, my sister took a she took an anthropology class from this one professor, Cal State LA.
Mm-hmm.
And they went out a couple times, and she told me that he, and they did it twice. And you got to wear a condom when you do that too. You
know, okay, that's fine. I mean, so your point is well made that there are very suspicious sexual relationships between teachers and students at the college level.
Well, yeah, I mean that's the point. I mean, everybody thinks that it's only bad if it's only bad like in high school or grade school, and it is bad. But I think it's bad too if the teacher is some old guy. You know, this old man, like that man I was talking to, is like some old hippie because I saw a picture of him on the online newspaper. And he's like some old hippie with a ponytail, and he's all like putting into, and she's got to endure that?
You know, well, he's telling a different story, okay? David G. Hall joining us on the line now from Pasadena. David, how are you doing?
I'm not doing very good, to be honest with you. I'm listening to this caller of yours, and what is your name? Talking to me? Yes, I'm talking to you. My name is David G. Hall, and I'm the vice president of syndication for the Phil Henry Show. What is your name?
Well, my name is Justin McElroy.
Okay. You were on my host's show using some terminology that I take personal offense at. You understand that?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying it really happened.
No, but do you understand that?
Yes, sir.
Now, what was it that you said that the professor was doing that you think he was doing with a student?
Well, I just said it sounded to me like he has that student there and he's in her and then, you know, dancing around the room after he does it and she's got to go in with a towel.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, what, I don't know, what do you mean by, what is that?
Well, I mean, that's when you, and then you got a towel off.
Yeah, but she has to towel off, too.
Whoa, hold on. What are we doing here?
I'm trying to get some background, okay?
It sounds like you're having a discussion without me. We're hitting a dump button every 5 seconds. I got to get Margaret on the line, okay? If you don't mind, because, you know, the questions that we're asking here are very, very important. Margaret, I know you're at the Fig and Olive tonight.
Bill, I was. I was driving home with Frank, and we heard this conversation that this student was having with Professor Mixer, who I know very well. I am a great admirer of his work. I am absolutely outraged. I am sick to my stomach that this young man would be allowed to come on this program. What? Your name is Justin, is that right?
Well, yeah, but, I mean, are you a newspaper person?
Yes, I am a newspaper person, and I want very specifically for you to tell me what this professor did with your sister.
Well, he put his, and she said she liked, and after that they did it again.
Really?
Yeah.
So tell me, how many times did they do?
Okay, you know, this is ridiculous, all right?
What is wrong with you? What is your problem?
Oh, the two of you were calling up and getting the juicy details. That's what's happening, all right?
How dare you? How dare you? Frank.
What?
Mr. Henry insulted me and said that I wanted to hear all about...
Well, you do, don't you?
Why, you old bastard...
Listen, I can tell when people are calling in and getting information and when they're getting... there's a licentiousness, okay?
I'm not being licentious at all. I'm being licentious.
It means...
I know what it means. I'm trying to find out. You said
And then she, and she smiled, right?
Yeah, yeah, right after he... Really, let me get a tape recorder.
You know, all right, I'm hanging up on all of these. Thank you very much.
How dare you hang up on me, you dirt...
I hung up on all three of them, as a matter of fact.
Yeah, but that Justin kid, he didn't deserve it.
I don't give a damn. At this point, everybody's getting it, man. Whether they deserve it or not, everyone's getting it.
Everyone got a ticket, man.
That's right. I don't care who did it. He got it. All right. My apologies that the discussion in the last hour as well deviated from the discussion of paying back taxpayers for the Solyndra money to the various sexual practices of college professors with their female students, as told to us by a high school senior. Unreal.
Yeah, he knew, though. His sister went out with one.
Well, you know, whatever, man. And I don't even know why I put up with it as long as I did. But I think what was being said here, they were indicting the Professor Mixa for his political beliefs. And they were indicting his sexual habits, you know.
Yeah, but the kid had a point. I mean, pretty, you know, it'd make you want to regurgitate. Think about some old guy putting it, oh, God.
Yeah, it is pretty sick.
Well, all right, then don't think about it, okay? God.
Yeah, but it's interesting to talk about and stuff.
You don't want to think about it, but it's interesting to talk about. That's great. Next hour, the News and Information Hour, if I can put up with any more of Bud and Robert tonight, the world-famous Phil Hendry Show.
Phil Hendry.